Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, I'm calling in. I just started listening to your podcast, and I'm a huge fan already. I have two stories that I will try to tell as quickly as I can, but also include all the details. These are two stories of friends of mine that are close friends and are very reliable. I just thought these were, when they told these to me, they fascinated me, and I just think it's one of those things that I really wanted to share. So the first story is, we were actually out to dinner with some friends, and the topic of the paranormal came up, and our friend's wife looked at him and said, "Tell them about your ex in that house that you guys live in." And he goes, "Yeah, well..." This goes back about 15 or so years, because currently their son is in college. So when, and this is not, that would be our friend's stepson, the woman, and then our friend, the man, is the father of this boy. So with his ex, he lived in this, they bought this house, and they, it was an old home with a barn. They knocked it down and they rebuilt a home on it. They put a pond and an in-ground pool. The son had a bedroom, and the knob was not on the closet door when they moved in, because it was a brand new home and there was a couple things that were unfinished. And he began to complain and cry at night, and they said he was like six at the time, and they said they attributed that to him being, you know, adjusting to a new home and a new bedroom. But he kept saying the man was staring at him and things like that. They thought he was having bad dreams. Also, he said at this time, a vase fell off their mantle and smashed all over the floor. They also said that their doorbell would ring a lot, and they would go to the door and no one would be there. But other than that, not much else. So fast forward to him, our friend and his ex were getting a divorce. They sold the house. They were moving out. He was staying there the last couple nights to get the last of the stuff out. The movers had moved all the big furniture. And we're coming back the next day to get the rest of the bedroom stuff. And his son, who at that time was in college now, the one that was talking about the doorknob and the scary man, he was helping his dad. And at about 11 o'clock, he said, "I got to get back to school. I got some work I still have to do." And his dad walked him out. And they were talking, and they heard a crash in the upstairs of the bedroom where that kid's bedroom used to be. And they ran up, and there had been a table fan in the middle of the bed that they had laid to pack. And it was standing upright in the room, he said, with the cord pulled into the closet in a straight line. The first thing is, the fan, if it fell off the bed, would have just fallen over and been, like, next to the bed. This was in the middle of the room, upright. This is what my friend said. He was there. He saw it. He was, and I said, "What?" And then his son, on top of it, who saw it, goes, "I told you there's a creepy man in that closet." And I was like saying to my friend, "What were you thinking?" And he's like, "I was dumbfounded. I didn't even," it's like you see it and you know it's there and you know that you're looking at it, but you still are like, that's impossible. They found out later, apparently, that a man who had lived on the property, remember I said they knocked everything down, had committed suicide in the garage. And the garage was located in about the same area that his son's bedroom closet was. So that explains maybe what, I mean, I don't know if that's what it was or if it's the same thing, but they did find that out. The other story I have is from friends of ours that we've been very good friends with for many years. They actually used to run an old theater. It used to show movies, but they decided to use it to showcase up-and-coming rock bands. And they would have shows there every weekend. They lived above the theater. The first thing my friend said she noticed was, you know, in old theaters, how those chairs, like the seats go upward. they would notice when they would look out that some of the seats would be down, and they would just think they're broken. You know, it's old, it's an old theater, you know, we have to just, you know, they would bring the tools to fix them. Well, they weren't broken. So they thought that was weird, but nothing yet. Then they said the voices in the theater area where the stage was started, and they said these were definitely distinctive, different voices. It wasn't one voice. It was like, they even made nicknames up for them. They would say one sounded angry, one was like a joker, one was like would just talk really quickly, one would be like a woman. And it was just weird because I said, what did they say? And she goes, you couldn't even understand what they said. You could just understand if one was angry, if one was, you could tell that, but you couldn't tell what they said. And they would overlap, but you could tell that they were different. Well, when the bands that would perform there would find out about it, they'd be like, let us sleep on the stage. They would try to sleep over, and they would lay on the stage. Because that, my friend said you could really hear the voices if you put your ear to the stage. No band made it through the night. All of them laughed about it at first and were like, oh, sure, leave us alone. They all ran it. They would all go, yep, we're out of here. They didn't like it. My friend said up in their apartment, which was above the theater, she said she was taking a shower one time, and it's a glass shower, and she just said all of a sudden it was as if someone ran up to the shower door and just slapped their hand on the shower door and made a loud noise. And she thought it was her husband, so she was like, great. So she was going to yell at him, and she opened the door, except she realized the bathroom door was locked from the inside. He couldn't have. And on top of it, when she went out there, out of the bathroom, she saw a note on the kitchen table. He had left to run errands. So he, and the house alarm was on. So she just said, I said, oh my God. And she's like, I just stood there and I was scared. And she knew it couldn't have been human, because she's like, no one would have been, the alarm would have gone off. The alarm would have been, and even if she didn't hear it in the shower, when you go out, you would see that on the panel that it had been tripped. So the final thing that she said, like, they said other things happened, like littler things, but this is the one that just gets me. So in the lobby of the theater, it was like a Saturday, they were going to go do some errands to get ready for that night's show. And the theater is not open during the day. No one else works there because they couldn't afford really to have too many other employees. Like, her husband's father and brother would help out, and they were just, you know, young and starting out and trying to do this. So there were no other people that had access. That's my point in saying that. My friend said to her husband, I'm just going to use the restroom before we go. And this was like a public restroom that was located in the lobby of the theater. She said she went in and sat down in one of the stalls, and she just said, I got the intense feeling to get the hell out of there. And I did ask her, I go, well, did you hear something? Did you see something? And she goes, no, I didn't hear or see anything, but I just knew to get out. So she exits the bathroom, and her husband's like, what? And she goes, we just need to get out of there. And he wasn't willing to accept that. So he's like, he's trying to go in the bathroom. He can't move the door. Like, it's one of those doors that, like, swings open and shut, like a public restroom door often does. He can't push it open. And he was a football linebacker. He's, like, in high school. So he's sitting there, like, you know, he's not a little guy. He's strong. And he goes, it wasn't budging. So they end up leaving. You know, they already know there's weird things that have been going on. They come back 2 hours later, walk in, the door is wide open with the door stopper on it. These are not, I mean, and again, I know you're probably, I've known these people for years. They're not weird. It's just something that, and they said they have since moved on. They bought a home, moved away from that place, and none of these people have had any further paranormal activity in their life, only in those places. Those are the two those just really stood out to me. I've heard other stories from people, but they're just not as interesting and as colorful to me as those are. I don't know what to think, or I have no idea, but I just thought I had to share those. Thinking of a fan cord being pulled into a closet that looked like, you know, somebody was in it is just, I would have run out of the house. I don't know. I said to him, I don't know how you stood there. I would have been out of there. But, you know, I guess it is what it is. But he said he wasn't that scared. He was more like mystified. And that's from the first one. And then I asked my friend, the one that had the theater, I'm like, why did you guys stay? And she's like, well, part of it was money. And she goes, the other part was, it was hard to believe. Again, the same answer. Like, you see it happening, but you're going, you try to make up excuses. Like, you try to make up a reason, or that must have happened because of that. But sooner or later, like after that theater one, they knew they heard voices. They knew whatever. And they said someone did buy the theater, and it's still there. I don't know that it's used the same way, but it still stands. And they go by it sometimes, but she's like, I often wonder if the new owners, you know, she hasn't heard anything. There's been nothing, you know, no publicity on it or anything. But so anyway, thank you very much for listening, and keep doing your show. I love it, and listening, new fan, and also happy almost Halloween. Bye.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.